the talk of planet Earth.
Now, are you ready?
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
New message.
It's showtime.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Becoming Thin Within with Deborah Wright. It's Internet Radio's unique perspective on weight loss, helping to heal and inspire you from the inside out with expert guests and insightful conversation. Now, here's your host for Becoming Thin Within, Deborah Wright.
Welcome to Becoming Thin Within on TalkZone.com, broadcasting from our new studio in Brentwood, Tennessee. I am your host, Deborah Wright. Thank you so much for being with us today, this wonderful day. We, of course, have a great show for you, as always. And just as a reminder, it is for you, the listeners, to have a place to come to get some real no-nonsense advice and suggestions and other information on general overall health and well-being. Since we know things can sometimes get busy for you, if you miss a show, be sure to go to either becomingthinwithin.com and get the download or go straight to TalkZone.com and make this your favorite show so you can podcast it. It also re-airs throughout the week, so be sure to go to TalkZone.com to check that out. It is a talk show. It is a call-in show. So if you'd like to call in, call 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. So be sure to call in if you have any questions. And also, you can go and email to questions@becomingthinwithin.com. That's questions@becomingthinwithin.com. And, of course, there are a lot of places that you can go on there to read and get some information. And, of course, we're always updating. And if you have any suggestions, then please pass those along. But please note that you should always consult your physician before starting any exercise, weight loss, or diet program. So please do that if you are preparing to do something along those lines. Now, you will hear a new voice with me today. Robin is gone. She's on vacation for a few days. And so she's out of town, but I just had to bring someone in with me. And when I thought of who to bring, it was Sheila. Sheila Griggs is with me today. Hey, Sheila.
Hello.
How are you doing? Good, good. And we are glad to have you. And so this should be fun and exciting today. And, of course, we will learn a lot more about Sheila later on in the show. But first, I want to review a little bit about our new segment that
I've heard about that.
That we introduced last week, and I've gotten some really interesting comments from that. The new segment, for those of you who may just be tuning in for the first time or who haven't looked on the website, is not only will Robin be doing reviews of equipment, which she did the Bosu trainer last week, which was a really good review, but also we'll be reviewing products and procedures and diet pills. And I'm going to take the diet pills.
Yeah, I'm sure people thought you were a little bit nuts, right?
Yeah, a little bit. A little crazy. And I'd actually gotten an email from somebody who said, you're crazy. I can't believe you're going to do that. And later on, I will tell you my response to that, and we will get into more detail. And I've already started, so
Now, procedures, are you talking? I mean, it's one thing Botox.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Something
I'm not going to get a facelift. No. within reason, but yeah, maybe a wrap, something along those lines. But like I said, we have a great show. So let's get to our first guest. I am so excited to introduce today Missy Chase Lapine. She is the author of The Sneaky Chef. And so I know you've heard about her. She's everywhere out there. And they say that necessity is the mother of all invention, which is why Missy went about creating fun, tasty, and interesting meals that were also packed full of nutrients. After having a nearly perfect eater for her first child, Missy began to understand the plight of other mothers with picky eaters with her second child and started seeing how contagious it became as her perfect eater began to contract the picky disease. Out of that challenge and need, Missy created one of the premier cooking books for mothers with children called The Sneaky Chef. It is my privilege to introduce Missy Chase Lapine to the show. Welcome, Missy. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Oh, great. We're so excited to have you here today and talk about your book. Now, of course, I got this probably it was last summer when I picked it up, and I remember walking into Books a Million, and someone had said, have you heard about this book? It's great, because got a three-year-old at the time, and I was looking, and there were so many options for how to help your kids eat, and I was just so drawn to yours.
Oh,
and
I saw
your face, and you were looking at me, and you gave me this look like, I get where you are. I know what you're dealing with, and I'm here to help.
Well, that's true. I'm definitely just another mom in the trenches, so I'm coming from this not from a nutritionist perspective or even a fancy culinary perspective, but rather a mom in the trenches trying to feed my kids, my family, good nutrition, and having them fight me every step of the way. So this is really just one mom talking to another.
Yes, and as I had mentioned, and you talk about in the book, that your first daughter, she was a great eater, right?
She was. Emily, you know, at the time I had Emily, I was publisher of Eating Well magazine, so of course I credited myself for her being a good eater because I was, you know, doing everything right. But the truth is, it had nothing to do with me. And I quickly learned that it's mostly just nature. I mean, just how they're born. Because my second daughter, 2 years later, was not a good eater. In fact, became extremely picky. And the first kid took after her. So it was like, hey, that works for Samantha. Let me give that a try. She's getting all this attention. So everybody became picky.
And from that, then, how did you go from, okay, I have a perfect eater, to now I've got two picky eaters, to creating this book? What was that transition? Were you making 5 and 6 meals per dinner time to satisfy everybody and then throw your hands up and say, I can't do this anymore?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us are in the kitchen making, you know, at least 3 meals a night, and 2 of them don't get eaten. I mean, as most moms will attest to, you know, you can make a beautiful meal and half the time the kid won't even try it. It's like something turns them off from, you know, from a look. Usually kids eat with their eyes, so if something turns them off, forget it. You can't get the first bite in. And the more you try, the worse it is. And then I was making something for myself because I'm always trying to lose, you know, a few pounds, so I was making something like a little lighter for myself. And my husband, he wants more of like that manly, real guy food and a little spicier, so he got his meal. And, I mean, I'm a short order cook, and I just said, this is not something I can do. I'm a working person, you know. So I made like the one meal solution for the whole family, and it really worked. I mean, the thing is, it's successful, and that's why the book took off.
Right. Well, and the ideas that you have in there, it's one of those where you look through it and you go, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that? It just makes so much sense. But you put, and one thing I love about the book is that you have, okay, here is the puree, and you separate it by colors. I mean, you break it down to almost a child's level so that any mother can do this. And is that why you did that? So that for those of us who are struggling just making mac and cheese, that we can do this too?
Well, that's the thing. When I first started the method and putting it into a book, codifying it into a book, you know, I had just a random healthy ingredient here and there. And so, okay, today let's hide mushrooms and in their food. And tomorrow let's hide, you know, some other grain or bean. And it really got out of control because I realized that nobody's going to keep this many ingredients in their pantry or refrigerator. And I needed to simplify the whole method. And so I really boiled it down, so to speak, I steamed it down to 4 basic purees, which, as you said, are color coordinated that a preschooler can understand. Actually, I took the inspiration from the preschool color wheel, which is, you know, what colors go well together. So orange puree of sweet potatoes and carrots goes really well into tomato sauce, whereas green stuff doesn't go well in tomato sauce because it turns the tomato sauce brown. So it's really, really simple. You know, white goes well into red or white, but green does not go into red. You know what I'm saying? It's like really, really simple.
Right. Well, and I love to add spinach to things. I don't know why, but I've always loved to add spinach, probably because it's one of those flavors that it's not overwhelming and it's so healthy. But I realized that I cannot add spinach to my banana muffins.
Well, that's, you know, spinach was a big surprise to me because, well, I personally, big secret, I don't like spinach, and I will admit that. And one time I was even told I was allergic to it, and I was so happy. It was just like, yay, you know, I'm allergic to it, and I don't like it, great. But I don't think I'm really allergic to it. What I discovered was that baby spinach, the raw baby spinach leaves, are so much better than the frozen or the mature spinach that has that horrible earthy flavor. But the raw baby spinach is super mild, and that was the stuff I learned I could puree up with. In the book, I do it with other things like blueberries. And that purple puree goes into, you know, brownies. Sneaky Chef brownies have spinach that you would never, ever know.
No, no. And that's what whenever I put spinach into a chocolate muffin, nobody ever knows that it's in there. And I usually use the baby as well. But the book gives you just so many great ideas. And if there is something that is in the puree that you don't like, it's, you can still pull that out and then add, or if there's an allergy, then you can pull that out and still add, the rest of the puree. And
yeah, all the needs work without, you know, you can pull out any ingredient. They all still work. You can do single, ingredient purees or multiple.
Right. And the one thing I loved, one of your suggestions was about the baby food, using V food.
Yeah.
I thought.
It's really convenient. You know, it's really convenient to put like baby food carrots or baby food sweet potatoes or baby food blueberries, which is like the best fat substitute and nutrient booster you can do with baking. I mean, I use that stuff. I go through caseloads of that because I don't always have my own fresh purees on hand. I'll just take the baby food, and I never serve like tomato sauce without at least adding a couple of jars of carrots or sweet potatoes to it. It mellows the tomato sauce out so it doesn't get all acidic. Yeah. And it's more
because I had heard baby food wasn't even good, you know, for babies. Like, I never fed my daughter baby food, actually.
Well, there's good ones on the market. You know, there are better ones today.
Yeah, obviously, because you're putting it in. So the whole concept of this is putting the puree into other foods.
Into the other foods, right.
I mean, fresh is better, no doubt. You know, if you can puree up, which is not a big deal, you know, take your carrots and sweet potatoes and steam them and just, you know, put them in your food processor for 30 seconds. You've made a Sneaky Chef puree. It's definitely the ideal. You want to go with, you do want to go with the fresh if you can.
And then what do you buy when you buy the baby foods? Do you go straight to the organic?
Not necessarily. I mean, when I tested, you know, first of all, I wanted my book to be very accessible by everybody, and not everyone has access to organics. And I wanted to pick national brands that everyone could get. So I actually chose Beechnut. I mean, I studied the way they make their baby foods, and they are like super meticulous in the quality. And, you know, they're picking like the little strings off the bananas and they're unbelievable. So the taste kind of mimic the Sneaky Chef purees. But I mean, if someone wants to use organic, that's great. If you have access to it and can afford it, you know, why not? I do choose, in the book, I give you a list of the most organic foods to buy organic so that in today's world, it's not like everybody can buy everything organic. I think that's cost prohibitive and not always available. I live in New York and I go to Whole Foods and I can't even get organic stuff all the time.
Right. Well, and that's another thing about it is when I was reading through it, it is accessible to anyone. Whether you are a master chef in your own right at home right now, or you are the mom who last thing she wants to do is take the time to throw a hot dog in the microwave because she just doesn't have the time. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the time to puree or don't have even the material to do that, I love the idea of here, go get some baby food and you're getting those nutrients. And it's not like you're sitting there eating a jar of baby food. You're having spaghetti.
Well, that's what I tried to address in the book, where people who didn't have time necessarily to cook a whole meal, but they could even take, you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese and a jar of baby food carrots, and suddenly, you know, they could put the two packaged goods together for, you know, where 1 + 1 = 3 instead of 2. You know, the sum is definitely greater than the parts.
Right, and that was one thing, too. It's just your book is so easy. I've got to tell you, it's so easy to follow and read. And I love your personal stories that you tell. mm-hmm. in front of the different sections. And I don't remember if it was your cousin or maybe it was your sister-in-law who was talking about she didn't like squash, and then there she was eating it, but she didn't realize it, and you're just kind of giggling.
Oh, I love that. I mean, it's kind of fun. You know, I don't try to do gotcha. You know, it's not in bad spirit, but it just so happened that I was testing these muffins one day. You know, I think they were peanut butter and jelly muffins. And I hide inside there. I mix into the peanut butter the carrot and sweet potato puree, which if you think about the color of peanut butter and think about the color, beautiful color of pureed up carrots and sweet potatoes, they kind of work really well. They're both in that orange family. And you could not tell it was in there. And it was actually a friend who sat down and started eating my muffins without realizing what was in them. And then we were talking about food she likes and doesn't like. And she said, I hate sweet potatoes so much. I can't even look at them. And I said, you might want to know the muffins you're loving right now have them in there. She didn't care. I mean, she's like, wow, I love them now.
Yeah, that's great.
And all of a sudden they like something they thought they didn't like.
Yeah, and I make let my listeners know, anybody who's on my newsletter list, know, and of course anybody who goes to Talk Zone earlier in the week saw that you were coming on, and I actually have an email question for you from someone who's read your book, and she said, Misty, I know you say in your book, which I love, by the way, not to worry about fessing up to the kids about the ingredients, but what if I want to tell them that I put spinach, wheat germ, and blueberries in the brownies? Do you have any suggestions as to how I could go about that? Or perhaps at what age would be best to let them know?
Well, I like the question. You know, I don't say hide and never teach. I suggest sneaking and teaching at the same time. So by the way, as you're sneaking the stuff on them, if you're making the brownies, you know, you still want to put out a bowl of blueberries in its natural, beautiful form and kind of tell them why blueberries are healthy. But that's not answering her question directly. A lot of kids are in on the secret, and they love the fact that you're taking foods they perhaps don't like and mixing them in a way. You're magically transforming them into kid favorite foods. And so you're actually doing them a huge favor, and they love it, you know. It's like taking a boring tea biscuit and making it into the shape of an animal and now it's an animal cracker. I mean, what kid wouldn't love you more for doing that for them? You know, so thank God.
I love me more.
So you can, you know, your own kids. If your child is like phobic about, you know, like would run out of the room screaming like he saw a monster if he thought there was spinach in his brownies, you might want to ease into that gently. Maybe one day just say, hey, you want to make Sneaky Chef brownies with me? And nonchalantly say, okay, could you pass the blueberries? Can you pass the wheat germ? Like, and the kid will be like, what?
What?
But, you know, most kids are in on the secret, so much so that I'm starting cooking classes and, you know, involving kids in the kitchen with me.
Oh, that's great. So you're doing cooking classes then, too. So you're helping them learn how that they can make these meals themselves.
Oh, yeah, they love it. I mean, they're in on it. And that was a big surprise to me when the book came out, was how many kids actually were in on it. I got emails from kids themselves saying, you know, it's like hide and go sneak. I want mommy to hide this on me. I don't, you know, it's fun. It's
good.
Fun and delicious for them, so they don't mind. But, again, you have to kind of know your own child.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and I know that my daughter, she didn't have a problem with the brownies when
Neither does my daughter with your brownies.
Yeah.
My daughter loves her brownies. If you're going to see Deborah, she's like, is she bringing the brownies?
Yeah.
You know, the ones with the spinach in it, you know, and that's a huge thing. And they don't taste like it at all.
Right.
She'll eat a ton of them.
And it has applesauce. And so you can tell her, you know, tell Cameron, thanks to Missy for those delicious brownies. But before we go, Missy, you have another book coming out, or actually it's out right now. And so I want to give you a chance to tell us about that. I love it. I told my husband the name.
It's really fun. I mean, so The Sneaky Chef for Kids was such a success and so many people used it, you know, successfully in their family. What I realized myself and other people wrote to me was that their husbands were eating better than ever. They were losing weight and cholesterol levels dropping because they were suddenly eating all these whole grains, beans, and veggies that they wouldn't necessarily eat on a normal, you know, day. And so now they're in their meatballs and meatloaf and, you know, brownies. So now their foods are lower fat and everybody everybody said, hey, give us adult recipes, take classic Thai foods. And so that's what I did with The Sneaky Chef. And it's called The Sneaky Chef, How to Cheat on Your Man in the Kitchen, which is a fun way of saying make his food healthier.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I told my husband the name, and he kind of looked at me and I said, you better watch out. But I already do a little bit of that. And he knows, of course, but I am anxious to get it. I don't have it. Of course, I have The Sneaky Chef and I love it. And it has given me so many great ideas. And so I'm definitely going to go out and find out how I can cheat on my husband. Yeah.
Well, you can also this is free recipes too. I have both recipes from the kids and men's book on there. So you can try it before you buy it if you want.
Oh. Great. And I do have a link to that on the website. So you can go to becomingthinwithin.com and get that. Or you can go straight to thesneakychef.com and find out more information, order the books, or they are available in your favorite bookstores. I want to thank you so much, Missy, for being on the show with us today. It has been delightful. And I know a lot of people love your book, and they absolutely love me when I come with your recipes in hand. So
thank you so much. Thanks very much for having me, Deborah.
Oh, you're welcome. And we are ready to take a break now, but we have so much more coming up to talk about, and I'll be talking about the new segment. So please stay with us. We'll be right back with more Becoming Thin Within.
Hey, ladies, are you ready to move forward in your life, to change direction, or see a lifelong dream come to light? Put your idea into an incubator, the Ladies Who Launch Incubator. It's the first sexy, savvy forum to marry intuition with ingenuity and creativity with collaboration. This nationwide networking organization is designed for women who want to break current patterns, ignite the fire under a long smoldering dream, and catapult a lifestyle or career to an infinitely higher level.
Hi, I'm Sheila Griggs, leader of Ladies Who Launch in Nashville. I encourage you to check out ladieswholaunch.com and join our local incubator group of supportive, smart, motivated women just like you. Whatever your goals or passions, this positive atmosphere is a great place to move your project, your dream, forward.
The next four-week incubator starts soon. So what are you waiting for? Join the fastest-growing network of women in the country and put the attention on you. Visit ladieswholaunch.com and jumpstart your life today.
Is facing the same old boring gym or Stairmaster day after day keeping you from reaching your fitness goals? And listen up, because Velocity Sports Performance has everything for everybody in the family and is the ultimate training facility that offers you a chance to be taught by world-class performance coaches who have worked with professionals and Olympic-level athletes. You'll be training at the same place the professionals do, or maybe even next to one. Whether you want to improve your game or join a boot camp to lose some weight and tone up, this is your answer. No boring treadmill day after day here, and no two sessions are alike. Velocity also offers training programs for anyone and everyone, regardless of age, gender, skill level, or athletic or fitness goals. Their core programs are designed for youth, middle school, high school, and elite athletes, as well as adults and teens. Training in small groups ensures maximum one-on-one attention. Call 615-661-8771. That's 615-661-8771. Or go to velocitysp.com/coolsprings. That's velocitysp.com/coolsprings to get your tour and start your free trial today.